it looks like the first woman finished Western States. I think it was like 1978, one woman finished. And then in 1979, five finished. So by the time 1980 rolled around, in the previous 2 years, there had only been six women finish 100-mile trail races. And so I wondered, did you have a sense that you were a bit of a, in addition to being a first-time participant in the Wasatch, that you were also a pioneer as far as women ultra-marathoners went?
Well, you know, I really, back in those days, there was not a whole lot of communication between, there was only Western States before, like you said, before Wasatch, and then Wasatch came, and then after Wasatch, Old Dominion came, and then Leadville came, and that's when we had the Grand Slam. But there wasn't a whole lot of communication or awareness of other events, and we didn't have a formalized way of telling stories about what we'd done or what anybody else had done. And so I really wasn't even aware of the women who had finished Western States. And as far as me doing it me doing Wasatch, it was more out of curiosity. It was more out of a sense of adventure. Oh, boy, this is going to be a great adventure. Mm-hmm. I really don't know what's going to happen, but I think it could be a great adventure. So it was more curiosity I don't remember being daunted by it or mm-hmm. fearful or anything, fearful about whether I would finish or not. I just... remember being excited about starting it. And I think that has to do a lot with growing up. My parents were very adventuring. When they were young, they bike toured Europe and liked Heidelberg, and they ended up staying there. And I was born there, and we stayed there until I was three. And then we came back, and we went camping every summer for as much as many days and nights as we could. I also remember that I didn't stay in a motel until I was 13.
Oh my goodness!
And so it was basically our family, we were a family of adventurers. And then after camping, I started backpacking when I was 13. My family didn't backpack.
They did not backpack, you said.
No, my parents were not athletic. Mm-hmm. They rode their bicycles to work every day. Mm-hmm. They were both career academics. They both were professors at Oregon State University, and so they rode their bicycles to work every day. But as far as backpacking or cross-country skiing, those were things that I started, and then they actually started after I did. And I started running when I was 14, and then by the time I was 17, I went on the 28-day Northwest Outward Bound School. And that was another great adventure in the Northwest. And then also, even before Title IX, I graduated from high school before there was Title IX. There was a huge girls track and field team at my high school. But then we were only 40 miles from Eugene, uh-huh. and Bill Bowerman, who designed the Waffle running shoe, was just beginning to have some influence. And then the other thing about my family is like I said, my parents were both career academics, and my mother was kind of a feminist, and I didn't really realize that that was part of what she, who she was. Uh-huh. And I didn't really think of being the only girl, the only woman, as being out of place. Uh-huh. I just thought it was something that not very many people did, and I thought that was attractive right there. Mm-hmm. So being a woman was almost beside the point. It was just a big adventure.
Wow. That's interesting. That's quite a background.